I can't believe our dad just left our family. He moved to a whole nother state, and I hardly see him anymore.
I'm so sorry that he left. But remember, you still have your Heavenly Father, though. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Are you growing up without one of your parents? It's a tough spot to be in. Maybe you get to see them on some weekends or once in a while, but it's just not the same as having them in your life every day. You can talk to God about how you feel. He's always ready to listen. And even better, He's your Heavenly Father and He'll never leave you. Maybe you can't see Him or touch Him, but He's always there to comfort you and talk to you. Psalm 10:14 says, "You, God, are the helper of the fatherless." Let's listen to our story today. It's called No Dad. Jack slowly pulled on his socks. "I wish I didn't have to go to school," he thought. "The guys will all be talking about what they did with their dads over the weekend, and I'll be left out again." Jack used to talk about the things he and his dad did together, but now Dad was gone. Without warning, Dad had left home and moved to another state. Jack hardly ever saw him anymore. Just as Jack expected, many of the boys at school talked about their weekend activities. Some had gone to a game, some had gone camping, and it seemed to Jack as though all of them had done something with their dads. He pretended he didn't care. As Jack got ready for bed that night, his heart was heavy. "All my life, I've been taught that prayer can change things," he thought. "Well, I've prayed lots and lots, but nothing's changed. Dad is still gone. What am I doing wrong?" Kneeling beside his bed, Jack began to pray again, shyly at first and then with more confidence. He prayed for his dad and mom and for his whole family. And then he prayed for himself, telling God how he felt. For the first time, he didn't just ask God to make his dad come home. He also asked for help to accept not having Dad there. He asked God to comfort him and his mothers and sisters. As Jack climbed into bed, he felt much calmer and more peaceful than he had in a long time. "I guess I shouldn't be surprised," he thought. "After all, because I trust in Jesus, God is my Heavenly Father. Mom keeps reminding me of Bible verses that say He's a father to the fatherless. It's not like He's going to play baseball with me, but He does take care of me, and I can talk to Him whenever I want." The next time Jack heard kids at school talking about their dads, he reminded himself that he had a father too, God, and he was able to laugh at a prank one of the boys had played on his dad. Jack still missed his dad, but he had something new, a peace in his heart that came from knowing his Heavenly Father was with him. So how about you? Are you a member of a one-parent family? Do you feel an emptiness inside your heart? If you know Jesus as your Savior, remember God is your Heavenly Father, and you can tell Him exactly how you feel. He cares about you and wants to give you peace. So share your fears and troubles with Him. He understands what you're going through, and He'll always be there to comfort you and meet your needs. Our key verse today is Psalm 10:14.
You, God, are the helper of the fatherless.
And our key thought today, God is our Heavenly Father. 1.3 billion kids around the world still don't know about Jesus, and you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles can hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, plus every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.